This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
To start, it sure looks like we're going to continue with some enthusiasm on soybeans. A lot of this, of course, is centered around what's going on as far as the weather's concerned in South America. Rain areas that aren't getting enough rain, and they're fairly extreme. And so, until that kind of works itself out, I think you're going to continue to see, a reluctance of selling, if nothing else. So I do think there are some new longs that have entered the market this week. Certainly some enthusiasm once again with owning beans, after, quite frankly, a pretty blasé period in the markets over the last few weeks.
And you're right, Matt. We've seen, a lot of movement that's been pushed by South America. We saw that run on soybean meal, that big price jump here recently. And then, and like you're talking about with the soybeans, of course, the United States is right in that friendly period for moving some of those soybeans. And we know that South America really struggling with how much beans they have on hand right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Argentina just doesn't have much, if any, soybeans or soybean meal. An epic drought certainly hampered their ability to get out there and do what they normally do, which is put up to half of the world's soybean meal out there. So we all know the U.S. is continuing to ramp up our renewable fuels sector, and renewable diesel is a big one whenever it comes to that, which is essentially pushing our crush. We continue to just crush a ton of beans. We know the soybean oil's got a home, or the home's waiting for the soybean oil, but soybean meal, which we've always used a fair amount of, it's not going to be hurt for a home either, because we're certainly going to be able to export some of those. So, whenever we look at the river situation, it appears that it's going to get a little bit better. Things are definitely looking up whenever we're looking at exports, not only beans, but bean meal.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 7.2 more corn bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your corn with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 7.2 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your corn yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn up a quarter of a cent at 470 and a quarter. November soybeans up 11 and a half at 1315 and a half. On the Merc, December live cattle down 15 cents at 184.50. November feeder cattle down 67 cents at 241.95. December lean hogs down 2 cents at 73.22. December pork cutout up $1.77 at $81.52, and Class 3 milk up 3 cents at $17.42. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.